Hello, welcome to the Kelp Forest exhibit at Odyssey Aquarium. My name is Brittany, and I am an animal care specialist. Kelp forests are found off the western coast of North America, especially the California, Washington, and Oregon coasts. There are several species of kelp, but all kelp are actually algae. The giant kelp can grow as tall as 150 feet, towering over the ocean floor, and can grow as much as 18 inches per day. Kelp forests are important to us for many reasons. First, they act as a buffer for the coastline from dangerous storm surges. Second, kelp absorb and utilize carbon dioxide, much like plants. Third, kelp forests provide habitat and home to a vast number of species of animals, many of which we utilize for food. One kelp forest resident that definitely stands out is the Garibaldi, which happens to be California's state fish. Garibaldi are bright orange fish that, as juveniles, have neon blue spots that disappear as they mature. Garibaldi have big personalities to go with their bright color. The males are extremely territorial of their nest sites. A male will clean off an area of rock and attract a female over to lay her eggs. The male will then fertilize the eggs and care for them by cleaning and protecting them fiercely. In fact, Garibaldi have been known to chase off much larger fish than themselves. I even had a Garibaldi chase me while I was scuba diving off the coast of Catalina. Another noticeable kelp forest resident is the California sheephead. The California sheephead is a species of wrasse. Some characteristics of wrasse include slightly elongated bodies, swimming using their pectoral fins much like a bird uses their wings, and all wrasses are born females. The most dominant and aggressive individual will switch sex to male in adulthood if there is a lack of males in an area. Female sheepheads are pink with a white chin. Male sheephead have black heads and black tails and are larger and bulkier than females. I hope you enjoyed learning about the kelp forest at Odyssey Aquarium.